That's corn for all you young folks out there. So I've been listening to rock music lately. If you can believe that. A lot of people hate the rap stuff. I'm having the Top 50 Rapper Show on the Patreon feed for New Year's Eve. So get ready for that. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about rappers. We're going to talk about alien sex. We're going to talk about Aaron Carter. Juice WRLD updates. 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know him, you love him, you hate him. We're going to talk about him. Epstein, back in the news. Travis Scott has a video that we really, really need to break down. And you are going to love it all. You're going to love it all. It's going to be great. So, I've been crying and begging and whining for you to leave reviews on iTunes. I know. I already hear you. I already hear you rolling your eyes. I told you I wanted 1,000. And not only did you step up to the challenge, but you're doing it way faster than I thought. I think we're going to get 1,000 by New Year's, which, man, I would love you guys forever. And I swear to God, I'll never bring up the reviews again. I'll never bring them up again. Never. So get them in. I'm not going to read them after I hit 1,000. We're really close. I think we're going to get it done in the next 2 weeks. Drop your review. I'm going to read them. And then after that, it's over. I'm shutting it down. I won't read them ever again. Or cry about it ever again. But here's the latest one. Seahawks fan likes the show. And I love me a good pointy sports ball. King, what up? JV, give me a 1-star. Said I'm anti-gay, which is quite shocking to me. Because the last time I checked, I was the pro-gayest, pro-homoist conspiracy theorist on the planet. I know this because I get grief for it on the regular, my friend. That person is fake news. Legion, what up? Baby Dead Eyes, what up? John S., read my books. Holy crap. Thank you. All day I dream about aliens. That's their username. I love it. They're getting the books. They're getting the books, too, after they finish reading a Jim Mars book. And, by the way, a little trivia. I was actually featured in Jim Mars' last book. Rest in peace, Jim Mars. Cypress Dew has questions about Lil Wayne, the greatest rapper alive. I will address that on my top 50. Mr. Bourbon, what up? Mommy Robin listens to the show for a long time. What up? Thank you. Thank you so much. As you know, I've been podcasting since, man, I don't even know, 2014? It's been a long time. Jelly Skin, what up? Cheap Ass doesn't like rappers but loves the show. Thank you. And in fact, you know, I'm actually having a change of heart. I'm listening to less rap music and more rock music. I'm really getting into this emo rock. I know I'm about 15 years late, but my generation was in on the grunge 90s rock. So when the emo band started coming out, you could miss me with all that. But now I'm going back and I can appreciate it a little bit better. It's kind of this weird blend of the music makes you want to punch somebody, but also like cry in the shower and hug yourself. It's good. I'm getting into it, you know. Anyway, Cloth Pena, what up? Swagger Bunny wants some Epstein stuff. We're going to get it today. And Lord Aqua, thank you so much for the reviews. Again, drop yours on iTunes. I'll shut up. Next, let's get into some topics. That's what you're here for. That's what I want to talk to you about. I already kind of plugged everything, the reviews. Patreon's going to have some New Year's stuff I'm going to do for them. Let's talk about alien sex. If you looked, there's an article on CNET.com. Used to be technology kind of website. Now they apparently are talking about porno. Don't ask me. But they have an article talking about how one of the top search trends on Pornhub, which is it's a website for porno, in case you're unfamiliar with it. If you're a better Christian than I. if you haven't heard of Pornhub. Now, it was curious because they said that in 2014, in 2019, one of the highest trends was people looking up alien porn, which kind of goes into cosplay, which is like this whole thing of people dressing up as superheroes so they can get it in. But what was curious, why I'm talking about it, is because damn near 6 years ago, I wrote an article back when blogs were a thing that you used to type up stuff on. IlluminatiWatcher.com is the blog, and you can find all the things there. I had an article called Alien Sexualization and Subliminal Messages from the Music and Film Industry. And on that, I basically said that the Illuminati, the controllers of our destiny here, are going to try to make us desire to have sex with aliens. They want us to bang the aliens. And in fact, I made a graph. This is, you know, back in 2014, I was still trying to figure out a lot of stuff. So I was kind of approaching with a more scientific method. And I made a graph of the number of films about extraterrestrials. And of course, it showed that the number of films has increased. And connecting one dot to another, basically I was postulating that they were trying to show us a new side of the aliens. We had films with Scarlett Johansson as an alien. Very bangable alien, by the way. Katy Perry was dressed up as the alien. Miley Cyrus as the alien, all in a very sexual manner, of course. Why would they do that? Well, it's the same reason they've been showing us the alien films for so long. It is all about planting the model of the alien inside the mind, the subconscious, because our thoughts do create reality, as it turns out. As it turns out, the occultists are right on some levels. Thoughts create reality. If you look for something, you will find it. Aaron Carter. Who's this guy? Well, his brother, Nick Carter, was in Backstreet Boys. That's kind of how he got his claim to fame. And then Aaron thought he was a rapper. He was a young man. I've never listened to any of his music, nor do I advise anyone do that. But he has a giant fan base, apparently. And I've talked about him in the past because he was doing some wacky stuff. I listened to a podcast called No Jumper with Adam 22, coolest podcast in the world. And he has a lot of rappers on there. And on it, he sounded very MK Ultra'd out. He was in the 5G kill grid, too many GMOs, and he got done with the show, and then he got a big giant tattoo on his face. Right? Which, hey, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that something was going on with this guy. And then later he exposed his wiener on Instagram Live, and he was on a show, The Doctors. Something's going on with this whole scene. And I don't have any good conclusions on Aaron Carter, so if you're listening for that, I'm just going to spoil the ending here. I don't have any great conclusions. I'm just saying he's on the radar, and I need you to also keep an eye on him. But apparently, there's this whole video. Okay, I got to kind of give you some background. There's a thing called Discord. And there's a guy on Discord, which is like sort of an online social forum-y, video-y thing. And there's a guy named Ganville on it. And I don't know much about any of this, okay? This is all like some millennial stuff. But he apparently is linked into Aaron Carter. I don't know their origin story, but they've been back and forth with one another. And I watched some of this video of Aaron Carter and Ganville trading insults. This Ganville guy is a white dude that feels free to say the N-word, soft R instead of the hard R. You know my feelings on that. But you can watch hours of this stuff back and forth between Aaron Carter and this Ganville guy. And Carter, I mean, he seems like he spends way too much time on these live streams. He's very invested in the social media. But he said that he was actually taking a break from social media, right? But what was interesting, if you dig around, you can find there's a video of, apparently, Aaron says that Nick Carter, his own brother, was abusing him. And this is all allegedly stuff, you know? It's all alleged. Don't shoot the messenger. And talked about satanic rituals, selling their souls to Satan, and how Aaron walked in on it, and they wanted him to be a part of this. So what I'm getting at here is there's something curious going on with Aaron Carter. There's allegations that he has witnessed or taken part of some satanic ritual stuff, okay? And now he's having all these breakdowns, MK Ultra-esque breakdowns, and he's taking a break from the social media. And then just yesterday, I'm recording this on December 19th, by the way. Just yesterday, December 18th, the police busted his door down. Thinking that he was threatening to kill himself, he asserts no such threat was made. Something's going to happen. Hopefully nothing. Hopefully everything's fine. Hopefully he'll get the help he needs and whatever, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But something's going on with this guy, and I don't know what it is. So keep an eye on Aaron Carter. Juice WRLD. You already heard my whole show talking about how he died and how strange it was. And in fact, I don't know if it made the cut, but there was videos, TikTok videos of people doing this, the Juice WRLD dance where he, they start dancing. They start acting like they're having a seizure and drooling, which this is all before he died, right? Very strange. They could have been charging the sigils. Again, thoughts manifesting as reality. But I think we've talked about this already. But someone left a curious comment on Podbean, which is a place in which you can stream the show. And they left a comment, and I read it, and it suggested that part of his contract could have been to traffic drugs. Because as you know, Juice WRLD, in his plane, he had like 70 pounds of marijuana. Why would you have that much marijuana? That's a freaking lot, okay? And this person, and they didn't, I didn't see a name or username or anything, suggested that part of his contract was to traffic drugs, which would be very curious, wouldn't that? You've got a performer traveling all over the world in these private jets that don't, that aren't subjected to the TSA regulations. No one inspects these things except for this particular one, because apparently the pilot called the police and had an issue with the passengers on his plane. But wouldn't that be curious if that was something that happened? Well, you know. I don't know. Tekashi 6ix9ine. And I promise you we're going to get into some Illuminati talk. I know you're here for the... people have claimed this show is a sort of Illuminati TMZ. And that's kind of what it is sometimes. Sometimes we go deeper into the research. Sometimes it's lighthearted. Sometimes we talk about rappers too much. Tekashi 6ix9ine. He claimed, if you recall, Tekashi 6ix9ine was arrested in 2018, and at the end of 2018, I made this strange prediction that he would get out in 2019 because he was looking at life in prison. But the reason why I said that was because I thought he didn't do it at all. But in fact, he turned and snitched on his fellow gang members in the Treyway gang. He also claimed that Jim Jones and Cardi B were in the gang, by the way. I don't know if you heard that. But his I'm reading this article. He said that he was on trial, and he mentioned that Jim Jones was in the gang, and the courtroom asked him who that was, and he said he's a retired rapper, which was hilarious. He's actually trolling in court. Jim Jones, in fact, just released an album. He's not retired by any means. But yeah, he claimed that Cardi B was in the gang, and which is also curious, right? And she claimed that was untrue. But what I'm talking to you about right now is a TMZ article where they claim that one of the guys involved, long story short, claims that there was a confrontation between Tekashi 6ix9ine and another rapper named Trippie Redd, and this person who was close to the whole thing said that it was staged. It was all for show. How much of this is all for show? I think it's very curious. I think it could be like these reality shows where everything is scripted. Again, it is the entertainment industry creating a version of our world that may or may not even exist. Why are they doing it? Well, it's because they want to steer the mass consciousness eventually. They want to hit the evolution of consciousness. And in fact, what's curious... In case you didn't follow the case, he got sentenced for 2 years in prison, so he won't be out till 2020. So my prediction wasn't quite right, but he was looking at a life term, 47 years or something like that. No, it was 47 years because he would have got out at age 69, which was also curious. Next. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. Maybe you should do that, at Isaac Weishaupt. I was getting into the Christmas spirit, so I watched Hellraiser 2. And I saw an image of Aleister Crowley on the wall of this one room where some bad stuff happens. And I put it on the Instagram feed. So always stay subscribed to the Instagram and Facebook and the Twitter. I got all the links in the show description. I've got all kinds of stuff I drop on there. Curious things that we're going to talk about on the show sometimes, right? And on, of course, Hellraiser also has the cube, right? We talk about Saturn all the time and the symbol of Saturn as the cube, symbolizing the Earth. The platonic solids we talked about with Terrence Howard on the last episode. The cube represents Earth and the base desires, the material desires, right? Which is also what you saw on J.K. Rowling's Twitter profile. If you look at her Twitter profile, there's a photo, and you can see the Saturnian Grim Reaper with the scythe. The scythe. I put that on my Instagram feed too. At Isaac Weishaupt, go follow. You can do it. Be my friend. Let's be friends. I'll post pictures of my dogs sometimes. Jeffrey Epstein. Old Oopstein himself, who we all know didn't kill himself. I kind of think he's alive somewhere, to be honest. I'm going to read you from TMZ. The Jeffrey Epstein story just gets more and more suspicious because now surveillance video from his failed suicide attempt has mysteriously vanished. Prosecutors revealed in court Wednesday they could not locate the footage from outside of Epstein's cell on July 23rd, the day of his first reported suicide attempt at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York. That was 2 weeks before he successfully killed himself. I'm going to put that in air quotes. Successfully killed himself. The feds had no explanation for why the footage was missing. They just simply couldn't find it. Yeah, makes sense. That could spell trouble for Epstein's cellmate at the time, ex-cop Nick... Oh boy, Tartaglione, who was reportedly accused of attacking Epstein that night. He formally requested the video be preserved 2 days after the suicide attempt in order to clear his name. Because if you recall, Epstein... It hit the news that he tried to kill himself, but wasn't successful. That was the story. And then, you know, later on, he actually supposedly completed the suicide attempt. And they can't find the footage for that either. There's just no footage. There's no cameras. Well, whoops, what happened to everything? It's all gone. Oops. Dude's alive somewhere. He's on an island, chilling, doing his thing. Some people have claimed there was a Israeli intelligence officer, Mossad officer or something like that, who claimed that he was in fact part of their system, and he would videotape high-profile people doing sexy time with the kids or whatever as blackmail to bribe them. Is it possible? Sure. Sure it is. Travis Scott. He's another rapper. Another rapper. Here we go. He has a song called Highest in the Room. Maybe you've heard it. Well, there's a video for this song. And what is curious, and what grabbed my attention, because I'm not the biggest Travis Scott fan, the cover art had a ladder going into the skies. And that, of course, symbolizes the pursuit of alchemical perfection, something I've talked about for years about Travis Scott. His symbolism of the alchemical perfection of trying to achieve the philosopher's stone. And in the, you know, and in fact, I wrote a big old article on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I took it old school, wrote a blog post about it. I'm not going to read you from that. I'm going to sort of paraphrase it. But you can check it out if you want to go in depth on some of these concepts. But on that article, and I'll post the images from Highest in the Room, the ones I'm going to be talking about on my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Go check it out. And but on the article, I have the images as well. If you would rather go that route, IlluminatiWatcher.com. But yeah, he's had this history of alchemical symbolism. In the Goosebumps video, he had shows him as the Black Bird, his annihilation of the self to be rebuilt, reborn into the occult alchemical process. And we see on the cover art the ladder, which is what we, if you reference the Bible, it's a story from the Bible. And Jacob had a dream of this ladder going from the earth to the heavens and these angels ascending and descending, going back and forth. But what's curious is if you look into the Freemasonry stuff, you can see what... So if you look at like the compass and square, you've got the idea of the macro and the micro, right? As above, so below is what this always goes back to. It's the idea of mentally connecting to the cosmos. And that's what the ladder is showing. It's showing the ascension into a higher evolved state. There is, in fact, I wrote about this. I'm going to read you a little quote from a previous article I wrote about the ladder, because it shows up in many things like The Shining, which I talked about in Kubrick's Code. If you haven't read Kubrick's Code, go check it out. You can get it on Patreon too. It's now part of the Patreon bonus perks you get. Patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher. The ladder. It represents Jacob's ladder and is featured in the first degree initiation ceremonies. The symbolism is for the lessons that the Freemason, the initiate, must learn in life. Temperance, fortitude, prudence, justice, faith, hope, and charity. Or sometimes it represents the different sciences being pursued. Now, this ladder also has Hermeticism roots, which could tie us into the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley, of course. But you can see it in a lot of the Freemason artwork, the ladder, because it shows the initiate achieving a sort of sense of enlightenment, an evolved form closer to God, which is a veiled reference to man becoming God, which is, of course, the Luciferian doctrine. You can go to the MasonicLibrary.org, and I can read you right from their own words, their own website, which you have to kind of... You have to kind of know the symbolism. You got to kind of know the veiled meaning of all this. Quote, however, it is certain that the ladder as a symbol of moral and intellectual progress existed almost universally in antiquity as a succession of steps of gates or degrees in some modified form. The number of steps varied, but most commonly was 7 in allusion to the mystical importance given to that number. Thus, in the Persian mysteries of Mithras, there was a ladder of 7 rounds, the passage through them being symbolical of the soul's approach to perfection. And who's perfect? God, of course. Not man, but that's what these people are into. Man becoming God, right? Okay, let's get back into it. These rounds were called gates, and in allusion to them, the candidate was made to pass through 7 dark and winding caverns, which process was called the ascent of the ladder of perfection. Each round of the ladder was said to be of metal and of increasing purity, and was also dignified with the name of its protecting planet, the highest being gold as the sun, of course, next silver with the moon, all the way down to lead and Saturn. There you go, the base material element, lead, Saturn. Now, the idea here, again, Freemasonry, perfecting of man, and the number of perfected man is, of course, 666. The reference to alchemical perfection is the lead turning into gold, Saturn turning into the sun, which is, of course, an allegory for man becoming God. And the number 6 is traditionally associated with the imperfect man, and 7 was reserved for God himself. That's why they have the 7 rungs on the ladder in the images. But we could argue that the Freemasons are into the deification of man in the face of God and his teachings. Now, the video itself, you will see at the beginning, Travis Scott, he looks upward to make contacts with the spirits, and you see him inhaling and exhaling smoke, which will play an important role in here. You have to consider the elements of smoke. Charcoal and ash, which are composed of carbon, right? Well, what's carbon? Well, if you look at the makeup of it, it's 6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons. My God. My God, what do we got there? 666. And, of course, carbon dating, it's the building block of man in the material world. That's how they determine how old something is, by how much carbon is left behind. And what's curious, what's even more curious, I'm reading a book called Liber 420. It's about cannabis use in the occult. Shout out Skinny Fresh. I'm actually working Skinny Fresh's Patreon request. We're going to talk about the psychedelics and the aliens. It's all connected. But in the book, they reference the Picatrix, which is a grimoire of all these crazy rituals that they could do, all these ancient folks using severed heads and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, it's nutty. I'll give you that. I'm going to read you a passage from the book. This is from Liber 420 by Chris Bennett. Quote, "The idea that sacrificial smoke was a sort of food for demons goes considerably far back. Zosimos holds the view that the demons would inhabit the upper regions of the world and were nourished by the smoke of sacrifice, and so are dependent upon the offerings of human worshippers. There's an implication that airy bodies of these demons are actually replenished by the sacrificial vapors, a question that seems to have been debated in theurgic circles." Whoa. So, could it be Travis Scott is providing the smoke for the demons above? That's what it sure looks like in the video. And there's actually a overall arching theme to this video, and I'm going to get to it before we complete this analysis. Saturnian influence. You'll notice after he blows the smoke to the demons in the sky, he goes down to the ground and he walks towards this building that has a big old Saturnian ring around it. Again, Saturn represents the material world. In terms of Kabbalism, they believe that we and our world descended from a spiritual light, from God. And the initiates are going to ascend back towards the light and become gods again. They want to spiritualize matter as a reversal and inversion of materializing the spirit world. Okay? Sounds crazy? Well, it is. Now, this Saturnian force is what puts man closer to the goal of apotheosis, much like little Harry Potter. I talked about that on a 3-part series. If you haven't heard it, I highly advise it. So Travis Scott sees the Saturn building and he walks towards it past a bunch of dummies, a bunch of sheeple just staring at the building. They're not moving, they're just staring. And without coincidence, there's a man with the Last Supper sort of cut out of his hair. And you wouldn't know it if you didn't sort of take it frame by frame, but that's in fact what it is, as you can see on the images posted on IlluminatiWatcher.com and Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. But you can see it. There's the Last Summer. The Last Supper, of course, this is a mockery. This is the dumb idiots falling for the opiate of the masses. And Travis Scott's going to walk right past it all. So Travis Scott goes past all these dummies, and then he's in the strip club. And again, this is the base desires of the material of the flesh. And he sees a fly. And the fly is very inspirational to him. And he keeps it in his hand while the strippers are trying to get to him. But what is the fly? The fly is, of course, the key to evolving Travis Scott. It represents Beelzebub, which is, again, another reference to Lucifer, the devil, the demons, the demonic entity of Baal, maybe the demonic entity that Travis Scott was providing the smoke for at the beginning, since it's apparently food for the demons. And we see how important this role is in the video, because he holds it in his hand throughout all these distractions. And I've talked about this many times in the past. You can see the symbolism of the fly, the Beelzebub, a positive influence for enlightenment or evolving in other shows. I have this giant breakdown of the Westworld series, and on it, you can see the fly always appears on these robots before they evolve into something bigger, something better, because the Westworld tale is a Gnostic one. A Gnostic show implicating that good is evil and evil is good. That God is the oppressor who made this world to trap us, to make us suffer. And Lucifer is the one that's going to save us from it. That's what they think. Now, Travis Scott, he's in the strip club. All the strippers are getting up on him. But a figure in red opens up an elevator for him to escape. Now, of course, she's dressed in all red. She's the devil, clearly. and she represents the Luciferian figure to save Travis Scott from the base Saturnian desires, from the material world, from Saturn, that God created to trap us. Now we also see symbolism of the elevator from our man Prince, who died. He died right in front of the elevator, and I covered this in depth as well. I had a video, which I think is on YouTube right now. My channel is called Isaac Weishaupt. I don't update a ton on there because they screw with me nonstop. But there's a video on there you can find of L.A. Reid talking about and confirming that Prince wrote the lyrics to Let's Go Crazy, asserting that the elevator was in fact the devil, and how curious he would die in the elevator, in front of the elevator, depends on what you want to believe. There's different stories about what happened there. But he died on top of an eight-pointed star, the Star of Ishtar, sacrificed to the goddess, if you will. You've also got the M. Night Shyamalan film called Devil. What's that about? It's about humans stuck in an elevator. And on the poster for the movie, it's an inverted cross. Now, don't ask me how the devil is associated with the elevator. I don't really know. The best I can guess, and this is just a guess, I've got no literature to base it on, is that it represents moving up, sort of like the ladder. The elevator can take you up to the top floor, is all I can think. It's a way of ascension, like the ladder. So Travis Scott gets in the elevator with Lucifer. She's doing a bunch of work on him, transhuman sort of stuff, right? They reach the 17th floor, and he comes out, and his eyes are like two fireworks. And he starts, and he's awakened now, right? That's the idea. Lucifer awakens him, and he's ascended to the top floor with the devil in the devil elevator. And he fights this faceless figure, and his Nike shoe falls off to the ground, and the idiots down at the bottom are fighting to grab it because they're fighting over the material desires. And, of course, the Nike shoe has the Saturnian swoosh on it, symbolism of Saturn again. And it's curious, he does get off on floor 17, because in terms of speculative Freemasonry, the Great Lodge of England was founded in 1717. Again, ties us into the ladder of ascension you see on the cover artwork. Now, what's curious here is that Travis Scott gets worked on, he gets tweaked up by Lucifer, and you see his eyes on fire. And this is the personification of Phosphorus, a Greek word that means light bearer or Venus or morning light or, of course, Lucifer. And this was important in terms of the ancient mystery religions because they believe the story of Christ is a heresy of their religion. They believe that the Christians hijacked their religion and perverted it, and it's all crazy now. And to them, Venus was the light bearer and the virgin who foretold the return of the Savior, of the Son. And Venus, of course, was prominent in December and prophesied the return of Sirius in June, when the sun is at full strength during the opposing solstice. Because, of course, you've got the winter solstice where the sun is the lowest, and then you've got the summer solstice where the sun is the highest. That is Sirius. And then Venus, of course, is prominent in December. And, of course, if you listen to the Zeitgeist stuff, they say that, well, you know, Christmas is really about the dying sun religion, and the sun, it goes down into the Southern Cross, and it symbolically dies for 3 days and then gets resurrected and makes its way back towards full strength in the June solstice. Now, apotheosis, that's what this video is all about. Travis Scott defeats the faceless man. He gets to the top of the building, and now instead of wearing the garb he had on, he is wearing all white. He went from wearing black to white. This is the alchemical process. You start off with the blackening, the negredo, then you move into white. And of course, the next step will be yellow, and after that, it will be red. The red, of course, symbolizing the rising phoenix. The same symbol for America and the eagle. We talked about that in the past, didn't we? We talked about, I believe it was Albert Pike or Manly P. Hall. I think it was Manly P. Hall wrote about the eagle being the symbol for America. It was actually the phoenix. So we So what do we make of all this? Well, let me tell you what we make of all this. Phosphorus, which is coming out of his eyeballs, it turns out to have a role in carrying charges in a solution. We're talking about chemistry a little bit here. It is a binding component in our human DNA. So when you see Travis Scott ascending past the dumb masses, past you and me and all the other idiots, he gets past and then he gets influenced by the Beelzebub demon fly. Then Lucifer transhuman upgrades him, which gives him the implementation of the phosphorus, the fireworks coming out of his all-seeing eyes. Well, Lucifer bound the DNA with the phosphorus and the charcoal ash, the carbon from earlier, the 666, the cigarette smoke. It's about Lucifer evolving mankind. That's what it's about. It's a Lucifer evolving Travis Scott, more specifically. And that is, of course, why the video ends with the Cactus Jack logo. If you haven't seen that, that's Travis Scott's alter ego named Cactus Jack. And it's got the words in the form of a cross with a sort of halo on the top. A mockery of Christianity, of course. And I've got an entire article on Travis Scott. If you want more on Travis Scott, it's on there. Hit the link on the Highest in the Room video at the bottom, and you'll see what I'm saying. It's pretty crazy. But that's our latest update. I am working on some pretty cool shows for you. I'm working on some Patreon requests, some long overdue Patreon requests. We're going to talk about the psychedelic stuff. We're going to talk about the Procession of the Equinox, microchips, Fortnite. We're going to talk about symbolism. I got a whole thing on, I'm going to have a series on the different symbols that we see, the all-seeing eye and Saturn and all this crazy stuff. I'm going to have some shows on that. The UFO deception, transhumanism, animals, there's symbolism behind the animals, and we're going to talk about it. Carol wanted to know. I'm going to show you, Carol. We're going to talk about animals. I've got a lot on deck here. And then, of course, sign up for Patreon already. Jeez Louise. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. I'm trying to put something fun together for New Year's here. I don't know how this is going to look. I'm trying to do a little countdown of the top 10 of 2019. Top 50 rappers. I mean, it's going to be two separate shows for those of you that don't want to hear the rapper nonsense. I know you don't care. Who cares? Me. That's it. And of course, I've got that special offer. Tier 2 Patreon supporters. Sign up. And at the first show of each month, I'm going to give you a big shout out. So, and then, of course, you'll get all the books and stuff. You know what I'm saying. Go check it out. Patreon.com/IlluminatingWatcher.com. And, yeah, drop that review on iTunes. We'll get to 1,000. You can hear me. I'll shut up about it. And until next time, my friend, stay woke.